Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. That's his highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24-7, 365. Matt Dosh is with us today. He's the chief operating officer for Comporium, and we've just got a few things we need to talk to him about, and we think you're probably going to be interested in this discussion. Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
I think because it's been so long since you've been on here, you need everybody to understand the Cliff Notes version of your rather illustrious background. Tell us a little bit.
I can do that easily in the Cliff Notes version. I've been with Comporium now. I just celebrated my 25th anniversary with Comporium. So, and I spent about 20 years with the company doing regulatory, legislative, and industry relations stuff. In the last 5 years, I've been in my role over operations.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy. Definitely is Cliff Notes. Good for you. One of the things that you said to me a long time ago that we're going to get into is this concept of Comporium now as a broadband company.
Absolutely.
But before we step into that, I want you to give everybody an idea of the footprint of Comporium, a little bit of background about the company.
Right. So we do define ourselves now as a broadband company, but we've got a long history as a telephone company and a cable company and an home security company, and we still embrace all of those roles as well. We've got about 130,000 customers, mostly in the greater Rock Hill area, York and Lancaster County. We've also got a market in Transylvania County and serve our neighbors in Brevard, in Transylvania, in the North Carolina mountains. And we've also got some customers in the Midlands of South Carolina to the west and south of Columbia.
I can remember when I came here in 1984, whew, seems like a lifetime ago, it used to be Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Lancaster Telephone Companies.
Yes.
And then the 100th anniversary came up, which was 25 years ago, this year, I believe, or last year. And we rolled out the new name, Comporium.
Yep.
And it was all really a result of the world that was changing and how much growth was going on in this community and how you all could really establish yourself better as to who you were.
Right. Well, in the industries that we're in, there was a lot of convergence, right? The buzzword 10 and 15 and 20 years ago was industry convergence. Phone companies were getting into cable. Cable companies were becoming phone companies. Everybody was getting into the new internet world. So all of that stuff was converging, and so the renaming of all of our lines of business into Comporium sort of that all this stuff was blending into one telecommunications platform for customer use.
And for those who really probably don't follow this kind of stuff, the fact that Comporium is located right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, you are one of the largest independently owned telephone companies in the country.
We're roughly, I think, man, you're catching me off guard. I believe the current statistic is we're about the 13th largest company in the country.
Wow. Wow. And people, I tell you what, I tell this all the time. We are so fortunate to have Comporium here for a lot of reasons, not only because of all the stuff you do in the community, but as I point out to people, when you got a service issue, when you have a locally owned telephone company, a broadband company, pardon me, you pick the phone up and you call them and you get the service that day,
right?
Which is something I know you work on. It's not easy to do, but right. You do it and certainly sets you far apart from anybody else that's out there.
Really, as a family-owned business, that's part of our DNA and that's part of the, it's a long-time value that the company has held. Luckily for us, it's also a value that allows us to compete against much larger competitors. And when somebody new, a new business comes to town, and they sort of say, you know, who's Comporium and how do I get to whoever? And we tell them exactly what you told them. You know, if broadband is important to you, the CEO, the COO, the engineering department, all these guys live in your hometown. And if you have a problem, you pick up the phone and call us. That's very compelling, and that allows us to compete against some very, very large competitors.
I think the other thing people need to understand is your hallmark, one of your hallmarks besides the service, is you all have always kind of stayed on the cutting edge of all this technological change, which seems to be coming in waves these days.
Right.
That's not an easy feat to do, trying to figure out what is good, what should we tap into,
right,
what should we ignore.
Right, exactly. Well, and we talk a lot about the fact that we want to be, we don't necessarily need to be the first in the world at a new technology or an innovative service, but we want to be a fast second, and we want to be the first in our market. A good example of that is ZipStream, our gigabit broadband. Back in 2012, 2011, Google was making a lot of noise about being a gigabit internet provider, and they started a little pilot in Kansas City. We went out there in 2013, saw what they were doing, saw the direct impact it had on economic development, and came back and said, yeah, we need to do this in Rock Hill. Became a gigabit company in Rock Hill and became the first gigabit city between Raleigh and Atlanta. Not the first in the country, but, you know, a fast second in bringing cutting-edge stuff to our community.
And ZipStream is spreading out more and more as we sit here and talk?
Absolutely. All new construction is ZipStream capable, and we are very busy reinvesting in our coaxial cable network in order to bring gigabit speeds along to as many people as possible.
Which kind of dovetails into what I mentioned at the beginning of the program, that you're really no longer a telephone company, even though you are. You're a broadband company. Explain what that means.
Right. Well, and that has a lot to do, you know, if you look at the cable industry, and I think we'll talk maybe a little bit more about cable in a minute, but you know, it used to be that we were a telephone company and the network provided a single service, telephony service. And so the service was a hardwired thing. The same with cable TV. Cable TV was over a coaxial network, and the coaxial network did one thing, cable TV. In a broadband world where we're providing very, very large pipes to homes and businesses, obviously, the power switches to the consumer, to the home or business, to decide what they want to do with that network. And so, you know, whether it's on the entertainment side, whether they're bringing down Hulu or Apple TV or Disney Plus or ESPN Plus, or on the video conferencing side, and they're using Google or Facebook or Skype for video conferencing, now the consumer is in charge. And so the consumer is becoming more and more of a voracious user of more and more and more bandwidth, which is great for us. It causes us to, we need to chase the investment and reinvest in our networks all the time in order to meet that demand. But it really puts the consumer in charge, and we become an enabler of a lot of different services.
It's just amazing how many devices are out there that can be used. I mean, whew, now you even got them on your watch, on your wrist, for crying out loud. The old days of Dick Tracy.
Right.
So one of the things that has been in your wheelhouse has been, I guess, the annual agony that you go through in working with the providers of programming for cable TV.
Yes.
And I got to stop before we get into this. Most people, I don't think, realize that cable bill that we each get every month, a large, large percentage of that is just you're the middleman taking the money and sending it on back to the providers.
Yes.
And in this particular case, Fox.
That's right. Well, to flesh out the background a little bit more, there are eight multi-billion-dollar corporations that basically control 90% of the cable channels on TV. And they're corporations like Time Warner, Disney, ESPN, NBC Universal, Viacom, News, huge corporations. So even though we may have 250 channels on our system, all of those channels are owned by, each one of those channels are owned by one of those eight corporations, basically. So you're right. Every year, one of those corporations, one of those contracts is up for renewal, for a multi-year renewal. And this year was the Fox News Corporation carrying Fox News stations and Fox Sports.
Phew. Which are very popular channels.
Right. Yes, they are.
So explain to me how this actually works.
Right.
I imagine this is like a typical negotiation. They want more than you're willing to offer.
Right. And so, you know, how it works is, obviously, we have competitors. We, you know, Dish, DirecTV, Spectrum. We compete against Spectrum in certain areas. So there is a market expectation. You know, our customers want Fox News. They want Fox channels. Well, there's only one provider, Fox News, and that's Fox News. So you can imagine it's a negotiation, but you can kind of imagine how that goes.
Sure.
Fox News comes to the table and says, okay, Comporium, it's time to negotiate a deal. We absolutely, you know, want to be able to carry Fox News. If we don't, our customers have competitive alternatives. So it's a difficult negotiation. And if you and you take that logic and you apply it across every single channel, that's kind of the background.
So this has been going back and forth, a give and take, for a period of months?
Yes. So so we are also a member of a national buying cooperative, the National Cable Telephone Cooperative. And so in the case of Fox News, we partnered with 700 other companies representing 3 million customers. And that group collectively has been negotiating with Fox, had been negotiating with Fox for some time. Quite frankly, the negotiations were going fairly well. And really, the only reason you and I are talking about this today is because, unexpectedly to us, the Friday after Christmas, Fox took out an ad in the Herald, indicating that we were negotiating in bad faith, and we, and our customers might lose Fox channels,
which is pretty standard fare for how they operate. I see that stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's sort of standard, but it still took us a little bit by surprise because we didn't think the negotiations were at that point. So we quickly rallied, the negotiations got pretty hot and heavy between Christmas and New Year's Eve, when the current contract ended at midnight on New Year's Eve. And so we were, there was a financial component to the negotiations. There was also a bit of a component around that buying cooperative of 700 members.
Sure.
And in any negotiation like that, as you can imagine, Fox sort of tried to put wedges between the
members. Divide and conquer.
Right. But we all hung together, and the deal was ultimately done. So at the end of the day, no one went dark, which is good.
Yeah. Well, it's if you didn't have the other 700 companies with you,
right,
your bargaining position would be a lot weaker.
Absolutely. We always have the right to negotiate independently, and we do that sometimes, but we look for where we can get the best deal for our customers, and that cooperative is invaluable to us, because really the 3 million, as an example, really puts us up in the same leagues as far as scale as the very largest cable companies.
Yeah.
So you eliminate our size as a potential obstacle to getting the best deal for our customers.
All right, so it's all resolved.
It's all resolved.
Fox is put to bed. Next year it'll be somebody else.
Exactly. Yes. The battle is won, but the war never ends. Yes, exactly.
And the consumer needs to understand that each one of these negotiations is probably going to end up with somewhat higher tariff that you have to pay them.
Yes.
And that's got to be passed on.
Yeah. And that's really, I can't tell you how much time we've spent from a strategic standpoint over the last 10 years wrestling with that very issue. Because at the end of the day, the video business for us, we are not really completely in control of a gigantic. We do the best we can. We negotiate the best deals we can. But the programmers just keep going up and up and up and up. Local broadcasters, it's a different set of rules, kind of a different environment, but the same end result. They're called retransmission fees for local broadcasters as opposed to cable channels. Those fees going up. Just to give you an idea, in 2006, the broadcast stations accounted for about 6 cents of a monthly cable bill nationwide on average. In 2020, that's going to be about $20. Right.
Oh my gosh!
On the cable channel side, the ESPNs and Discovery Networks and stuff like that, programming fees have gone up 3.5 times the rate of inflation over the past 15 years. So we are paying monthly per customer a huge percentage of what our customer is paying us. It's going right back out the door to programmers, and that's not necessarily. I mean, it is what it is. It's business. It is what it is. But it causes us. We really believe that we are our customer's advocate, because the customer isn't paying Fox News directly. We're in the middle. The customer is stroking a check to Comporium every month. So we really try to keep those costs down. But at the end of the day, we can't allow that dynamic to get in the way of the investments we need to make, which are in our broadband network.
And the consumer needs to take part of the responsibility for this, because they're the ones that want more diverse programming, more original programming, more sports.
Right.
And anytime you want more sports, there's going to be rights fees that are going to have to be paid, and indirectly that's coming right back to you.
The money involved in sports is insane. I mean, and if you think about, you know, so starting with the costs of player salaries, coaches' salaries, stadium upfits, and so on, that rolls up to the league, right? So the league's turnaround, the NFL's TV broadcast rights fees right now are $7 billion a year. Major League Baseball is $2 billion. The NBA is $985 million. Well, where is that? Where are the sports channels getting the money to pay the leagues, who pay the teams, who pay the players? You know, Mr. John Smith in downtown Rock Hill is writing a check to Comporium every month, and many dollars of that is going to ESPN, is going to the NFL, and so on.
Which begs the question, do you see a time coming when you'll be able to have a la carte service for channels? Let's say somebody, I could give a rip about sports, and I don't want to pay for sports.
Right.
I just want to watch the History Channel.
Right. And people, I'm glad you asked that, because people, you know, understandably associate the lack of a la carte with a decision that Comporium has made. And, you know, you will look at Comporium and say, well, we've got a couple of options, but there are hundreds and hundreds of channels in each option, you know. And Joe Consumer would say, well, I can go to Hulu and buy this skinny little bundle of just what I want. Or I can go to YouTube and buy this little bundle. Why in the world aren't you adopting that model? We legally can't. The programmers come to us and to all cable companies, and they bundle all of their channels together and say, in order to get ESPN, you need ESPN 26. You know what I mean? And sort of, so all of those 10 or 12 channels that are being negotiated at the same time, the programmers legally insist that they be bundled together. We are not in a position to override that negotiating position, and so those bundles have to be, literally by contract, have to be presented to the customer in a big group.
Sure.
So it's not that we're stupidly unaware of the desire for a la carte. It's contractual.
Amazing. All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, we do a thing here at Substation 2, Matt, called Fresh Subs and Salads 7 days a week. And there's a magical way that they're done. These little white letters tell you how it's done. Everybody around here does it together at the count of three. We want you to be included in this. All right, everybody, 1, 2, 3. How do we do it?
Slice.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
These days, there are plenty of ways to stay connected to the Internet. Laptops, phones, tablets, games, you name it. But the more devices you use in your home, the tougher it is to get a strong, consistent Wi-Fi signal. Comporium's premium Wi-Fi kit adds multiple Wi-Fi access points throughout your home, eliminating dead zones and interference, while spreading your signal more evenly so you can enjoy a better online experience. Right now, get our premium Wi-Fi for only $9.99 per month. Premium Wi-Fi from Comporium. Connect your whole home.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company with 50 years of corporate support and 20 years of local presence. Only one company with 8 trained and certified water mitigation techs on call and ready to respond to your loss 24/7, 365. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Substation 2 party trays are always a favorite when people get together.
Party trays are basically an assortment of sliced meats and cheeses, usually roast beef, ham, turkey breast. We also included some cheeses. We have a variety of sub-bread, white bread, rye bread that we cut up and put on a tray, and you assemble it yourself.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Matt Dosh is with us today. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Comporium, and we're all over the place talking about what's going on with cable TV and broadband and what have you. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I had another member of Comporium, the president, Bryant Barnes, on here, and we were talking about all kinds of things, and the next thing I know, we're into talking about streaming. Cable TV is going to be making a change called streaming, and it's going to be supposedly rolling out sometime here in the next 30 to 60 days.
Yes.
Do you know anything about this?
I do. Yeah.
So tell me what this is all about.
So this is kind of where we left off the conversation a little bit. You know, even though we are a traditional video cable TV provider, we are very acutely aware of changes in consumer behavior about how people get their video. And streaming is absolutely the name of the game, right? Now, a lot of streaming is in addition to traditional cable products, or by cable, let's also throw in DirecTV or Dish, those kind of traditional cable operators. There's been a lot of discussion about cutting the cord in recent years and just only getting your video from, you know, cobbling together different services, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Disney Plus, that kind of thing, and leaving a Dish, DirecTV, or cable company behind. We're acutely aware of all that going on in the marketplace, so we're very excited about taking a step toward transitioning our traditional cable product and making it look, feel, and act more like a modern streaming product.
So how are we doing this? I mean, how does this work? What's the timetable?
Right. So in the next quarter, in the first quarter of this year, we're going to be rolling it out. It'll be called Stream TV. And basically, the big noticeable thing is cable boxes will no longer be required. The gateway into our cable product is going to be through an app. Amazon customer, you can tap on a Fire Stick. If you have an Apple TV, you download our app from the App Store. Our product will no longer be tethered to the TV in your home. In your home, you could use your phones or iPads, download an app, and we'll sell you, you know, starting at 2, up to 6 streams that you can watch simultaneously. The interface is much more like Netflix or Hulu, although it's our entire cable lineup. But, you know, it does a couple of things. One, from an end user functionality experience, it's dramatically more modern. You'll be able to, whenever you turn on a program, turn on the TV and start watching a program midstream, you can go back to the beginning of that program. For many, many channels, you'll be able to go back a couple of days and watch stuff. As well as, you know, midstream is going back to the beginning of the program. It's got cloud DVR functionality. You'll be able to record stuff to the cloud and then watch from anywhere the things you've recorded from the cloud. So a lot of modern features.
Okay, now I'm really totally confused. I have the Moxie system at home.
Right.
All right. So I can record like six different things at one time.
Right.
And I'm a big recording kind of guy. I record stuff and then watch it back. So all that's going to disappear.
Yes.
And it's all going to be done.
Yes.
Up in the sky somehow.
Yes. And if you've got, let's say you've got five, if you're a Moxie customer, and let's say you've got five of the little boxes serving five TVs in your home.
Right.
You can replace that with buying five streams from us if you literally watch all five TVs at the same time, or a combination of TVs and iPads or phones or whatever, or, you know, buy four streams or three streams. You're going to save money by not leasing Moxie cable boxes anymore. You may save money by having fewer streams. So you're going to save a little bit of money, but you're going to get much more functionality. And again, the idea with Moxie is the stuff you record is in the cloud now, so you can access it from everywhere.
This must be a huge amount of infrastructure for you to do this. I mean, if you're going to record everything in the cloud and you got 130,000 customers?
Well, actually, it is, but we're partnering with a service provider, so that's not on us in Rock Hill necessarily.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is it's a huge endeavor to stand this up, and it's a monumental change in the way we deliver the service. But one of the exciting outcomes of this is if you fast forward 2 or 3 years, and you, Manning, with your Moxie, and me with my Moxie, if we're all on Stream TV, and literally our entire customer base is on Stream TV, we can sweep back the bandwidth that was used for the current cable television system and redeploy that for broadband usage. And the current cable TV system is very... it's a bandwidth hog. It's very bandwidth intensive. So if we take all of that back and then redeploy it for traditional internet access, we'll be able to provide much even greater speeds and higher speeds to customers on the internet side.
So basically what we do now with Netflix.
Right.
We dial up Netflix. That's coming out of the sky. Right? I mean, if you've got Wi-Fi in your house,
right,
you're pulling down Netflix and watching it. That's how we're going to be doing all of our Comporium cable TV here.
Yeah. Now we will still be the programming still comes through our head end,
right,
and so we've still got some quality control over our local network. So it's, you know, there are two ways you as a consumer get stuff over the internet. You know, one way is sort of over the open internet and its best effort, and that would be in your case Netflix. Or a lot of businesses have virtual private networks, and they've got sort of hardened networks within a network, so to speak, that give you higher quality. We're going to still provide that higher quality, so it's still it's a hybrid. It's a bit of a closed network where we're in control of the quality to your home, but functionally it acts like a Netflix. Exactly.
But you beam it out from the head end. It goes out into the sky.
Well, not over the sky, Manning, but over our broadband, over the fiber network.
All right. Well, you can tell I'm really confused, but that's okay. I'll pick it up sooner. But the bottom line is this is a huge transition, because all of a sudden I'll be able to take my iPhone and watch my Comporium cable TV channels.
That's right.
Which is
That's
a big
right.
change.
That's great. Yeah.
Big change.
Very excited about that.
Whew. Well, we've got 30 seconds left. What else can we dazzle people with that's coming up?
Those are the biggies. In 30 seconds, I would say we've just reinvested in our ReadyHome product as well. So all
Good.
Of our connected home Internet of Things stuff, we're partnering with Alarm.com. So same story, more modern features. We're very excited about what we're doing with that and moving that
Boy, I tell you
along
what,
as well.
Those are some very nice features. And when you go into the Comporium retail stores, you got it all laid out there. Very simple for anybody to understand, including me. And the doorbell technologies and the cameras, that's pretty neat stuff to have out there. Well, Matt Dosh, thank you all for what you're doing down at Comporium. We could go on for another hour, but we're not going to do that. I told you half hour, I'm sticking by it. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. There's one magic way we do it, and everybody knows it. It's in the white letters right here on our cue card, and we're going to say it together. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice.
Slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill. Make Good Pharmacy of Rock Hill part of your family's health team. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.